望你肯
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 26th Chapter, Text Number 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 14th of December, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tvam Sajivam Shaktaitam
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Jnanam Nikshreyasayartha
Jnanam Nikshreyasayartha
Jnanam Nikshreyasarthaya
Jnanam Nikshreyasarthaya
Purushasatma Darshanam
Purushasatma Darshanam
Purushasyatma Darshanam
Purushasyatma Darshanam
Yadahur Varnaye Tatte
Yadahur Varnaye Tatte
Yadahur Varnaye Tatte
Yadahur Varnaye Tatte
Hridaya Granthi Bhedanam
Hridaya Granthi Bhedanam
Hridaya Granthi Bhedanam
Hridaya Granthi Bhedanam
Knowledge is the ultimate perfection of self-realization. I shall explain that knowledge unto you by which the knots of attachment to the material world are cut.
Jnanam nishreyasarthaya purushasya atmadarshanam jadahu varnaye tatte hridaya granthi vedanam. What is jnan? Knowledge. Jnan means consciousness or living symptoms, that is jnana. Chetana. Chetana nitya nityanan, chetana chetanana. Nitya and chetana. Chetana means consciousness. Two things we find generally, conscious and unconscious. It's like this table is unconscious. But a small ant, it is conscious. Ant is coming this side, you try to stop it, it will struggle, it will resist, because it is conscious. But the table, you take it and throw it away, it will not protest, because it is unconscious. This consciousness develops one after another. Just like within the earth, you have seen, you go to the beach, you'll find within the sand, there are so many living entities. But they are inferior. And the plants on the sand, we have seen, there are many green plants, herbs. They are better. They have improved their consciousness. But better than these plants and herbs are the crawling insects, snakes, snail, because they can move. The herbs, they cannot move. And within the sand there are living entities. They cannot sprout. So in this way, this is called evolution, one after another. So the insects, the reptiles, they are better than the standing herbs and plants. And these insects, the worms, they grow wings at the end of their life. In this way, they are elevated to the bird's life. In this life, they could not attain the bird's life, but on account of very strong willingness, they grow the wings, and next life, they become small birds, they fly. So they are better, the small birds, they are better than these insects. Then there are birds, big, big birds, the eagle birds, they can fly very high. In this way, beast life, that is better. In this beast life, then human life and civilized life, that is better. And then civilized life, that is better. Then civilized life, those who are organized, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, they are better. And amongst the Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, the Brahman is the best. Because they are on the platform of spiritual realization. This is the evolution. Evolution, we are coming in that evolution. Bahusambhavante, bahusambhavante, bahunam janmanavante, bahusambhavante. So, this human life is after many, many evolutionary process. We have forgotten that. So, this life is meant for gyanam, ultimate knowledge. In the lower grade of life, there is gyanam, there is consciousness, there is knowledge. Mosquito knows where to bite. The knowledge is there. They will bite on the joints. That point there is mosquito, you have to eat your hands and eat the joints. But they know where to bite. This knowledge is there. For eating, sleeping, and sex life. Nobody takes education for sex life. Nobody takes education for eating or sleeping. Where is the education? That you shall eat like this, you shall sleep like this, you shall have sexual intercourse like this. That is automatically known. This knowledge is automatically known. So human civilization does not mean that scientifically you have to do this, do that, eating, sleeping, mating. That is going on, scientifically. Now the science of mating is that we shall have sex intercourse, but there will be no pregnancy. Contraceptive. So this is not knowledge. Knowledge is different thing. Knowledge means jnanam nishra sarthaya purusasya atmadarsanam. That is knowledge. Atmadarsanam, self-realization. That is jnanam. Otherwise, this lower jnana, knowledge, how to eat, how to sleep, how to perform sexual life, and how to defend, this knowledge is there even in the mosquito or small ant. And what to speak of other higher grade living entities. That is jnanam. But that is not nisreshaya. Shreya and praya, there are two things. Praya means to fulfill immediate necessities of life. That is called praya. And shreya means the knowledge. Shreya means the goal of life. Nisreshaya. Nisreshaya. Nisreshaya means the ultimate benefit. That education is lacking. In the material world, the jnana, especially in the present age, jnana means technical knowledge. How to eat, how to sleep. Now then, somebody was telling me that they have invented eatables from petrol. So, they might be very advanced in scientific knowledge, but the ultimate aim is how to eat. That's all. Nothing more. How to eat, how to sleep, that's all. Tranquilizer pills in USA, a large selling line, that means how to sleep. This is the advancement. Scientific advancements, there is no sleeping. Without scientific knowledge, you are sleeping very nice. But with that advancement of scientific knowledge, he has lost his sleep, insomnia. So they are taking the advancement of knowledge in this way. But the Vedic scripture says, the jnanam nisyasarthayo, to achieve the highest perfection that we are discussing in so many ways. And what is that highest perfection? Highest perfection is there, mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Nāpnubhanti mahātmāna saṁsiddhiṁ paramāṅgatā. Highest perfection, saṁsiddhiṁ paramāṁ. Param means the supreme. And saṁsiddhi means perfection. Māṁ upīta kauntiya dukkhālayam asāsatam nāpnubhanti mahātmāna saṁsiddhiṁ paramāṅgatā. This is highest perfection. Krishna says, all śāstra says like that. And the whole Vedic literature is meant for achieving the highest perfection of life. Vedic literature, you get all kinds of knowledge. Veda means knowledge. And the Vedic literature is full of knowledge. Nigama kalpataru. Nigama means Vedic knowledge. And kalpataru means the tree from where you can get anything you desire. Whatever you desire. Generally we have got experience that a mango tree, if you desire mango, you can get from the mango tree. If you desire coconut, then you can get from the coconut tree. But you cannot get coconut from the mango tree and mango from the coconut tree. But there are trees where you go, you can get both mango and banana and coconut and everything we like. That is called kalpavriksha. We have no experience in this material world. But there is a tree that is not in this material world, that is in the spiritual world. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpavriksha lakhabhritesu suravira-vipadayantam. So you have to take knowledge from Vedic scripture. There, the description of the spiritual world is there. What is that? Chintamani, prakara, sadmasu. There are houses, they are made of touchstone. Here it is made of bricks and stone, ordinary stone. But there is another stone, which is called touchstone. If you touch it with the iron becomes gold. That is called touchstone. Pareshpatha. So, the spiritual world, all the houses are made of this touchstone. You can take the Tata iron factory and touch it there. It will be very profitable. Yes. Or go there and bring some touchstone as these moon exploiters, they go and they have brought some stone and some sand. But if you go to Krishna Loka, you can bring some touchstone and make the whole Tata iron factory gold. These informations are there. If you have got capacity, then you go and bring it. So, in the spiritual world, the houses are made of touchstone. Chintamani prakara sadmasu. Chintamani, the touchstone. Sanskrit name is Chintamani. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vriksha. There are trees, but not like this, that you get coconut from coconut tree and mango from mango tree. But Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vriksha. There any fruit you require. Or even kachori you can get. That is called kalpavriksha. There are trees like that. Chintamani, prakara, sadamasu, kalpavriksha. And maybe one or two know, lokhyabritesu. That is a nice garden, or jungle you can say. There are many, many. Just like you have got experience here in this material world. If you go to the forest, you get so many trees congested. In Africa you have seen very, very high, long trees and very congested jungle. So prakara lokhyabritesu. Similarly in the spiritual world there are trees of this kalpavriksha where you can get anything you desire. Lokhyabritesu suravi and suravi ravipalayantam. There Krishna is very fond of cows. There Krishna's another name is Gopal. Gopal means who tends cows. Go means cow. And Pala means one who tends. Therefore Krishna's another name is Gopal. Govinda. Govinda means one who gives pleasure to the cows. Govinda means one who gives pleasure to the senses. So Krishna's name is different. So Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu Kalpavrikhalokhabritesu Suravi Ravipalayantam. There Krishna is tending this Suravi. Suravi cow means that is also wonderful, spiritual. You can milk cow, milk from the cows, as many times as you like. We have got experience. We can take milk from the cows morning and evening. Not more than that. But there, you can milk the cows whenever you like. And you can draw milk as much as you like. That is called Surabhi cow. The trees are like that, the cows are like that, but there are houses, there are forests, jungle, trees, cows, water, everything, but they are all spiritual. All spiritual. Therefore there is one. Here is also one. Because everything material. Whatever, either you take cow's body or your body or tree's body or anybody, what it is made of? Kiti apte jamarud bum. The earth, water, air, fire and sky. That's all. Here it is one. But, and there also it is one. But there it is all spiritual. And here it is all material. That is the difference. The spiritual and material, what is the difference? The material is dull and spiritual is consciousness. That is the difference. How the tree gives you, a mango tree there gives you coconut, because it is conscious. Suppose if I ask from you, because you are a conscious being, that give me some coconut, you can give. Give me some mango, you can give. But when you are out of this body, then I ask the body, give me some milk or cow, or no response. This is material and spiritual. Nitya nityanam chetana chetana. So, jnanam, real knowledge is that when we understand that I am spiritual being, I am not this material. And my country is that spiritual world, that is my place. That is jnanam, self-realization. Atma-darshanam. So suppose a foreigner is in America, an Indian is in America, or an American is in India. So, he is conscious that I am American, I do not belong to this country. Or Indian, when he goes to America, he knows, I am Indian. I do not belong to this country. Similarly, when you realize, when you understand that you do not belong to this material world, you belong to this spiritual world, that is self-realization. Atma-darshanam. That what is called atma-darshan. Jnanam nisresathaya purusasya atma-darshanam. Purusa. Purusa means enjoyer. Prakriti means enjoyed. Something is being enjoyed and somebody is enjoyer. That is called prakriti purus. So, here it is said, purusa. Purusa means the living entity who is trying to enjoy. He is trying to enjoy. But he is trying to enjoy where? In the material world. Therefore he is not satisfied. In the spiritual world, the purusa, the living entity, enjoys with Krishna, not alone. Therefore you'll find Krishna is always accompanied by someone else, either Radharani or cowherd's boy or the gopis or Mother Yashoda or Nanda Maharaj or the cows and the calves, like that. Or even with the monkeys. Krishna you'll never find alone. Therefore, as soon as we speak Krishna, you must know there are so many associates. Krishna, that's like if I say the president is coming. See, one should know the president is not coming alone. He must be accompanied by his secretaries, by his military adhikam and so many other people, cabinet members. At least 1 dozen persons are coming with him, or with some soldiers, bodyguards. So similarly, when you mean Krishna or God, you should immediately know that he is not alone. He is not impersonal, boy. He is full with opulence, full with associates. Therefore this description is of the spiritual world in the Brahma Samhita, Vedic literature. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vrikkhala khabriteshu suravira vipalayantam. This is the trees, plants and animals. Then, Lakshmi sahasya sata samrama sevamanam govindam adipurusam tama. He is not only in this surrounding of chintamani, bricks, houses and desire trees, many cowherd, not only the cows, Surabhi and the river, but also many thousands of Lakshmi, goddess of fortune. That is Krishna. That is the essence. So one has to realize this. That is jnanam. Jnanam does not mean that because I am disgusted with this material world, to make this material world not make, the material cannot be also made into zero. But we can imagine also something where there is no more these trees and houses and animals and women and this and that, everything is finished. Nirakar. Nirakar, all kinds of akar or forms. Nirvishesha. Vishesha means with varieties. And nirvishesha means without varieties. This is Mayavad philosophy. Finish this vishesha, the varieties. Simply realize, I am aham brahmasmi, soham, like that. But that is not jnanam. That is not jnanam. That will be explained one after another. Because nirvishesha, there is no possibility of nirvishesha. As I explained to you, as soon as you say Krishna, immediately you have to think of Krishna's paravandhya, not Krishna alone. So everywhere Krishna is there. Ishara sarvabhutanam nirdesho arjuna tishtati. Brahman, sarva-bhutani, jantra-rurani, maya. Krishna is everywhere. Andantarasthaṁ paramānu-cayantarasthaṁ govindamādipurusaṁ tamāṁ vajāmi. He is everywhere. So how it can be impersonal? that for the jnana, which considers of impersonality without any varieties, that is not jnana. That is not nishya sartha. That is simply a temporary appeasement. Because I am disgusted with this material varieties, let it be zero, void. That is a temporary solace. We cannot remain without varieties. That is not possible. If there is nobody here and you sit down, make meditation, you can sit down for 15 minutes or 20 minutes, then you'll go ahead. This is not possible. Because the spirit soul, either the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Soul, or the living entity, he is also spirit. Both of them are Brahma. For a Brahma and ordinary Brahma. We are ordinary Brahma. And Krishna is the Supreme Brahma. So, Brahma, either supreme or ordinary, is seeking after happiness. That is Brahma life. Seeking after happiness. That's why Krishna is for a Brahma, but he is also seeking happiness with Radharani and the gopis and the cowherd's boy and the cows and the calves. So, ananda, the spiritual happiness, is not without varieties. Anandamaya Vyasa. Spirit Brahma or Parabrahma is full of happiness. And how happiness can be possible without varieties? Variety is the mother of jnana. Therefore, this nidvishesh, niraka, or without any varieties, or voidness, this is not perfect knowledge. That is not self-realization. Self-realization is to understand that I am spirit soul. I do not belong to this material world. I am not matter. That is called soham, aham brahmasmi. But they are misinterpreted in a different way. Soham means I am the Supreme Lord. And that is craziness. You are not Supreme Lord, but you are of the same quality. As Krishna, the Supreme Lord, he is also seeking enjoyment. And because you are also part and parcel of Krishna, you are also seeking enjoyment. But you are seeking enjoyment in a field which is just opposite, in the material world. What is that material world? Material world means forgetting Krishna. Krishna is covered. Krishna is there. Krishna is annantarastham paramanand, but they have no Krishna consciousness. Whole world, you analyze, there is no Krishna consciousness, there is no God. Rather, they are declining. There is no God. God is dead. I am God, you are, because they have information, no information. That is material world. That is the difference between material world and spiritual world. Spiritual world means there is full consciousness of the existence of God. And material world means to full forgetfulness of God. This is the difference between material world and spiritual world. So, if you bring in the material world also Krishna consciousness, then it is spiritual world. How it is possible? Yes, it is possible. Just like you put one iron rod in the fire, it will become gradually warm, warmer, warmer, and then the iron rod will be red, hot, and in the redness you touch anywhere, it will burn. It is no more iron rod, it is fire. So you keep yourself always in Krishna consciousness, then even if you possess this material body, you will be in the spiritual world. This is called jnana. Jnanam's atma-darshanam. Jnanam nishyasa. So we have to come to this platform, spiritual platform. We are suffering on account of being on the material platform. So by keeping yourself always in the fire of Krishna or Krishna consciousness, you are transferred to the spiritual world. Very nice example, this iron door, red hot. You cannot use it for any other purpose. It is simply for burning. Similarly, you can become Krishnaized. That we have already discussed in the previous verses. Anyone who is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, in devotional service, he is two kinds of external body, namely the gross body, material body, this gross body, made of earth, water, fire, air, and sky, and the subtle body, made of mind, intelligence, and ego. These two kinds of body become dissolved. Just like if you eat something, put into your stomach, and if you have got good digestive function, then everything will be digested. Similarly, if you become Krishna conscious, spiritualized, the material activities will have no effect. It is dissolved. Otherwise, any material things you will do, it will have repercussion or reaction. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Jagyarthe karmanatra lokayam karma bandham. Jagyarthe, Jagya means Krishna, Jagya Purush, Jagyesha. Krishna's another name is Jagyeshara. Bhoktaram Jagyatapasam. Krishna says, Jagyatapasam, Bhokta. Therefore, there is Jagyesha. So, whatever you do for Krishna, it will have no reaction. Digest everything. And if you do not do for Krishna, then it will take time to digest. Therefore, yet it is says, Jnana nisyasarthaya purusasya atma-darsanam purusa. Purusa means the enjoyer. So here in this material world, either the so-called man and so-called woman, everyone is hankering after sense enjoyment. Therefore, all of them together has been described as purusa. A woman is not purusha, but by mentality she is purusha, because she also wants to enjoy. Although she has got the body of being enjoyed, but she has the mentality of enjoying. Therefore everyone is described, although by nature everyone is prakriti, not purusha. Prakriti means enjoyment, that is, stated in the Bhagavata, prakriti me bhinna astada. This material body is made of earth, water, fire, air, sky. That is prakriti, bhinna, separated. Itastu vidhi me prakritiṁ para. There is another nature. That is para prakriti. That is spiritual nature. And how I can understand? Na jīva bhūta. You can understand that para-prakriti is the living entity, jayidam dharjati jagat, which is sustaining this material nature. So actually, in the Bhagavad Gita, both of us are described as prakriti, not purusha. Purusha is Krishna. Therefore, Arjuna, when he realized, after reading Bhagavad Gita, he addresses Krishna as Purusha, Parabrahma Parangdhama Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Purusha, Sāsata. You are not that you have become Purusha now, but Sāsata, Itāna. It's like here, we are Purusha. This birth I am Purusha. Next birth I may become Sri or Prakriti. If I am too much fond of woman, and at the time of death, if I think of woman, then I get woman for it. Jang-jang-vāpi-sanan-bhāvaṁ-tajat-tante-kale-varam. Therefore, too much attachment for woman is not good, because, or too much attachment for anything in this material world, that is doomed. Therefore, here it is said, Hridaya granti bhedanam. Hidaya Granthi Bhedanam. My attachment, my heart attraction is so strong, it is like Granthi, not. So, Atmadarsanam means Hidaya Granthi Bhedanam, opening the knot. Hidaya Granthi Bhedanam. That is Atmadarsanam. When I become free from all attachments of this material world, that is called Hidaya Granthi Bhedanam. And how the Hidaya Granthi knot in the heart begins, that begins, Pungshang Sriyami Thunibhavam Etat Tayor Mitha Hidaya Granthi Mahu. Here in this material world, it is going on. Pungshang, the man, and Sriyang, of the woman, attachment. Mungshang Sriya Mithuni. What is that attachment? Sex. Sex. Mungshang Sriya Mithuni Bhava Mithat. Tayor. The desire is there. And as soon as they unite, by marriage or by agreement, by anywhere, then Rizayaganti Mahu. Then the attachment becomes more and more. There are thousands and millions of women. But the woman with whom I have got my bodily relation, I cannot forget her. And she cannot forget me. Hridaya Granthi Mahu. The attachment in you. And as soon as they are united, there is Hridaya Granthi, not between heart to heart. You my dear, you my heart. So, then we must find out an apartment. Now, there is no need of apartment. And as soon as there is Hidaya Granthi, there is need of Atagriha-chetra-sutartha-vittai janasya-mohoyam ahangamameti. This Hidaya Granthi increases, develops. Now, there is need of apartment, griha. Now, there is need of land for getting food grains. Now, they have got service. Go to the office, 50 miles away. And in that, your food grains. Formerly this was not possible. Therefore, one must purchase some land to produce food grains. Now, if you can get some money, you can purchase 8 rupees kilo of food grains. That is possible. But formerly, that was not possible. And formerly, you must have land. Parjannat anna sambhavai. Annat bhavanti bhutani. You have to produce. People are not interested. Now producing food grains. They, somehow or other, if they can get that paper currency, they can purchase. Therefore, everyone has got this printed paper. The value is increasing. Competition. I can pay 2 rupees kilo. The other say, no, I can pay 3 rupees. What is this rupees? This paper. You, somehow or other, you gather this paper, and there will be competition, and the price will increase. This is the economy. Because they have got false money, therefore there is false increment of price. Bad money. Gresham's theory. Bad money drives away good money. As soon as there is bad money, this paper currency, the coin, gold coins and silver coins, they are finished. They are no more. So, Hridaya Granthi, how we are becoming tied up between so-called one heart to another. Atak griha. First of all, attachment for man and woman, then attachment for the apartment, griha, then land, griha, chetra, then suta, children, then apto, friends, society, friendship, love, suta, apto, then bitta, money. In this way, we increase our the knot, one after another, one knot, two knot, three knot, four knot, it is going on. And self-realization means opening the knots. Opening the knots. The knots began like that. Janasya mohoyam ahangamameti. And here it is said, Hridaya Granthi Bhedanam. Bhedanam means separate them. Separate them. That is self-realization. Self-realization means that I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. soham. I am as good as the Supreme Spirit Krishna. Somewhere or other, I am now in contact with this material attachment. This is called Atma-darshan. And that is clearly explained. Atma-darshan means Hridaya-ganti-bhedanam. Atma-darshanam does not mean Hridaya-ganti-vriddhi or increasing. Therefore, real Atma-darshan, real liberation, real consciousness is separation from this material attachment. Voluntarily, forcefully, or by knowledge, that is required. Therefore, you'll find India, Vedic civilization, is meant for this unknotting, the Hridaya Granthi. Therefore, sannyas is compulsory. Vanaprastha is compulsory. If you really follow Vedic principle, you become student, brahmachari. You learn everything. What is this life? What is this world? What is Krishna? What is God? What is your relationship with Him? These studies. That is complete study. But still, if you want to be knotted by Hridaya Granthi, grihastha, a concession, all right. Pungshan, Sriyam, Mithun, that concession is for sex life. Grihastha life is a concession given for enjoying sex life. Otherwise, there is no need of grihastha life. Therefore, there were many brahmacharis, akhanda brahmacharis, never married in life. Many, but that is not possible. But there is training. The brahmachari is taught that this is the position. Don't be knotted with this material world. But still, if he cannot do that, then with the permission of the spiritual master, he accepts wife. That is grihastha life. But that also not for many years. Say for 25 years. Up to 25 years you remain a student, brahmachari, then you accept one wife according to religious ritualistic ceremony. But no illicit sex. That is not allowed. Bachelor daddy is not allowed. That is very dangerous. So, kamam, dharma avijuddha kamam, aham asmi, Krishna said. Even without wife and everything, then you take sannyas. That is the stage of Hridaya-granthi-bhedanam. Hridaya-granthi-bhedanam. Not that up to the last point of death, you are attached with family and wife and children. That is animal life. That is not human life. Human life, you must try to unknot this Hridaya-granthi, man and woman. Hridaya-granthi-bhedanam. That is self-realization. So, the Sankhya philosophy described by Kapil Dev is very scientifically described. And if we try to assimilate it, then our life will be successful. Thank you very much.